This is WordPress Plugins A to Z. It's episode 329, and we've got plugins for content likes, password strength, bulk compression, order notification, and world clocks. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 60,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you today, direct and slowly from beautiful Victoria, British Columbia. I'm John Overall.
And from the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, moving kind of slowly after running up the side of a mountain this weekend, so... And the brain is not fully engaged yet. That's okay.
As I said in the pre-show, what did you do that for?
Because it was fun. I like running, and cross-country running is an enjoyable thing to do.
All right.
And of course, as usual, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And make sure you take a few minutes and join us over at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, or the iTunes Store, where we would appreciate you taking the time to review us and subscribing to the show. And also, go check out our training video screencast, and you can watch us live every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on YouTube. And all those links are in the show notes.
That's right. And other ways that you can find us, remember that you can follow us on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. All the news and WordPress items that are fit to print, we've kept and confined them to newsletter. So subscribe to our newsletter over at our website, wppluginsa2z.com. One other thing I want to mention is that if you have any questions regarding plugins or requests or things like that, our Facebook group is a great place to put that in. And as the last episode featured, we had one show where John totally dedicated himself to answering one person's question. So they kind of freaked out about that on the Facebook page, and we're very, very appreciative. So lots of ways to contact us, and we hope we hear from you soon.
Absolutely. And with that, it's time to just jump right into the meat and potatoes of the show. So off we go. All right, and we're reviewing our usual allotment of six great plugins. And first up today, I have a plugin which comes to us via submission by James from WP Compress. And this plugin here, WP Compress, is currently in beta, but it is ready for people to go check out and download and use. And what it is it's an image compression program. And at first, when James approached me to check it out, I was like, another image compression program, you know, how good they can be. I've used EWW and I've used Smoosh, and they've both done great jobs, and Smoosh has done a better job than EWW for me. And then this one here, he said, well, check it out, man. Our tests have shown it does even better than Smoosh. And I was like, okay, well, I'll check it out. And so what I did was he sent me a beta copy and downloaded it, and I installed it in one of my oldest site, which is johnoverall.com, which has hundreds of images in there, maybe even thousands. And I wanted to see how will it do on this site here. Well, it was easy enough to set the plugin up. You just upload it like usual, install, activate. And it is a third-party service, and you got to get an API key. And they've made the process pretty simple and straightforward from inside the plugin. You just enter your email address information, connect, sign up, and create an account. Then they email you the API key, which you then insert. And then you have access to the plugin's usage. And the plugin is very easy to use. Just drop into the media menu, go into the menu item that says Bulk Compress, and click that. And it walks you through a couple of quick steps. And then it starts compressing leave the window open and watch the amazing magic. It was actually quite impressive to see that it saved an additional 20% on all my images that I already had, thereby increasing the speed load, the storage compression of my site, etc., etc. All in all, fantastic plugin. I'm looking forward to more and more of how this plugin evolves as it comes out of beta. I am understanding that eventually, as it comes out of beta, it will be a premium plugin, but currently it's free to use, so you'll want to check it out while it's in beta and maybe get your images all compressed up and help these guys learn a little bit more. Now, I will be doing an interview show with James as soon as he's ready to go ahead with it, and for all we know, he may actually show up here and say hi to the show, but hey. At any rate, go check it out, WP Compress. I gave this a 5 Dragon rating in beta.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Great plugin, man.
Wow. Because I love Smoosh, and there are some other ones that I've used as well. To me, I always thought Image, what is it? Tiny PNG is the service that I use to compress images. And it saves so much, especially if you're using PNG files, PNG files.
Oh, yeah. I use a lot of PNG files.
And those things are enormous in size. And sometimes I've had about a 150K image, and I put it through one of those Smoosh things or Tiny PNG, and it ends up being like 20K.
Yep.
You know, it takes almost only 20%, you know, of what it used to be. So those are great. I love that. And hopefully I can try that as well, that WP Compress. So, yep, James, send me a copy. I want it.
I'll be happy to get the copy over to you. You can go download it from their site right now. It's available over at WPCompress.com. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. You can go to their site, download it right now. They have it available for in beta for people.
Cool. So. Okay. Well, I have checked out by request. The request I got was, hey, I'd like to have something that's kind of like a voting where people like it or but there is no dislike. It just needs to be a positive thing. So I came up with this plugin that's relatively new. It's called Post Likerator, which is sort of weird. It enables a simple like or unlike feature to be added to posts, pages, things like that. As I said, there is no dislike feature. The thing about it I like is that there is no dislike. It's just all positive, just like I mentioned. The things I don't like about this plugin are there is no CSS to speak of in this plugin at all. There is no admin page. There are no options for this plugin. It does work, but you literally have to hold its hand the entire way to make sure that it works. So if you're good at CSS or you have somebody who can style it for you, this is probably a really great plugin. As I tested it, it didn't have any styling. It took the native theme styling CSS and it made it okay, but definitely not usable for me. So I rated this one a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, well, that happens, and sometimes you gotta put a little extra effort into plugins that you want to use.
Yeah. This one is halfway. This is like a take it home and bake it yourself plugin.
It is kind of new, so maybe they'll improve it as time goes on.
Hope so.
All right. Well, with that, this brings us to the point where this show is sponsored by the following people and or businesses. Currently sponsored by johnoverall.com, WordPress, and web services. And with today's internet, finding quality WordPress hosting and support can be a challenge. Well, drop all that stress by contacting johnoverall.com web services. I can help you eliminate your WordPress stress, solving your WordPress emergency issues, or doing the more day-to-day items such as finding that perfect plugin, helping you move to a new hosting provider, or even providing quality WordPress hosting. We have 20 years experience online and over 8 years dedicated to WordPress solely. JohnOverall.com provides all your web service needs from hosting to WordPress development, repairs, and malware removal. Visit my website, JohnOverall.com, or call me, 818-850-7729, or you can send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And John does answer the phone.
Oh, absolutely.
Directly, probably just in a couple rings, too. All right. Well, anybody that's listening to this show, you love WordPress. Come on. You're a plugin junkie like John and I. You love it. Well, why not write about something unique within WordPress? As you've probably heard on the show in the last few months, I am now the WordPress editor for Smashing Magazine, one of the biggest web design resources on the internet. And I'm looking for folks to write great articles about WordPress. This has got a lot of benefit for you. You get paid, you get a lot of exposure to yourself, your work, get a nice, cool author box where you can talk about yourself and give yourself a nice followed link that goes back to your site. Smashing Magazine is, when I say it's the biggest, it gets, you know, 6 million unique visits a month. That's more than WP Tavern gets. That's more than Torque gets, all of them combined. Think of every WordPress blog you know of, and this is a lot bigger. And they've got really high standards, and the articles are really long, but it's really worth it in terms of the audience and the feedback that you get back from any published article. I mean, most of them have 30, 40 comments every time you publish an article. What a great set of feedback that you get from a huge mechanism like this. So if you're interested in getting exposure to yourself and your work, go to marcuscouch.com/smashing. There's a video there. You can learn about the whole process and fill out a form. It has an autoresponder that replies back with how to get started and what to do. Great opportunity to contribute to the WordPress community, get exposure, and get a few hundred bucks in the process.
Absolutely. And the articles are well worth reading. They are in-depth, useful, and helpful. They're not top 10 lists, and they're stuff that you can actually use for building and working on your websites.
So. Yes, and if I can elaborate just one sec, I get requests all the time. Like, hey, can I write about the latest WordPress version or the latest WooCommerce version? No, we don't take articles like that. We want actual procedures and cutting edge things that you've never heard of and advanced design techniques and how to make more money with your agency and those kinds of things. That's what we're interested in. Not necessarily, hey, give me 10 plugins that tell me the weather.
Yeah, there you go.
Not really needed.
All right. Well, that brings us up to our next set of plugins. The next one I have for you was sent in to us by Ben Campbell. It's called London Theatre Direct. And this plugin here is, if you happen to be in London or in that area, this is something you could use to help increase your sales or increase a little bit of extra money. The plugin is focused on all the London theater scene to sell tickets through the London theater scene. You can become a partner with within the London theater scene, London Theater Direct, and earn a commission on all the ticket sales. So if you're like a reviewer or you like writing articles about theater or anything like that, this is something that could benefit you if one of those bloggers. It's a relatively easy plugin to set up. It even worked out here from Canada, where I set it up on my website to just give it a test. Well, on my sandbox site anyway. It's pretty simple and straightforward to set up. You go through, you set it up. If you wanted to earn a commission, you'd have to sign up for one of the affiliate programs and go through, enter your information, choose the theaters, choose the type of tickets and everything to sell. And then you just go plug it into your website, either via a widget or it's got its own short code builder that allows you to get it all up and running. So go check it out. It's London Theater Direct, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Nice. And I like that you can just be an affiliate. You don't have to actually be in London to do this. Yeah. You can just sell it on your own site. So if you've got any kind of affiliate site or things like that, why not try and grab a SERP for London theater tickets or even create a schedule, something like that, and do the rest. Okay. So the next plugin that I've got here is kind of a cross-pollination. It is called WooCommerce Simple Order Notification. And it works with both WooCommerce and Twilio, which Twilio is an SMS service that you can sign up for. They do, I believe, have a free version that you can probably integrate with this. They give you kind of an API key that you can use right in WooCommerce and within this plugin. So here's what happens, John. If you and I have a store that we've set up, and we want to take orders, or say it's a membership site or anything else that anybody may sign up to and purchase, every time a successful transaction has occurred, this will go through the that Twilio API and send you a text message that says, "Hey, John, guess what? Marcus just paid $1,000 for order number 1234 and, you know, any other options that you wanted to add within that SMS. Now, that's some nice pat on the back reassurance that your e-commerce entity is working properly. And that's also something that if you are a developer or a designer, you can encourage your e-commerce clients that use WooCommerce to start getting into. Let them have this capability of SMS every time they get an order so they can prepare themselves, they can review the order, they can forward that to somebody else that they need to know. And, you know, more and more we're living more on a text message based society rather than email, and this is another one of those things. So check it out. It's called WooCommerce Simple Order Notification, and I would have given it a perfect 5 out of 5, but it does work with a third party service, which is Twilio. Even though I like them, I still took a point off just because it has that extra step, so it gets a 4 out of 5.
Well, that's not too bad, and it can be quite useful for you if you're selling products that you really want to respond back to people quickly about, too. This is another great way you can be responsive to your clients and help improve your service. So
absolutely. Didn't really think about that consideration, but yeah, that's absolutely the fact.
Okay, well, that takes us up to next here. We've got listener feedback, audio clips, none this week, unfortunately. But if you're a listener out there and you would like to contact us with an audio clip, hey, step into the WP Plugins, AtoZ.com, and leave us a speak pipe down in the lower right corner of the page. You can access it. And I understand that you were saying earlier, Marcus, that this now works with Mac.
That's correct. If you have a Macintosh, you were unable to leave a message through the browser on Safari previously through the site. That's at least what SpeakPipe has said. And I just got an email today that says, hey, it now works with Mac. So
there you go.
All you Mac people out there, go to WPPluginsEZ.com and leave us a SpeakPipe. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us what you like about the show, any plugins you're looking for, or just say hello.
Absolutely. Okay, and this show is a value for value model, meaning if you get any value out of it, please give back some value to us. And in that vein, we'd like to acknowledge those who have supported the show in the past week. All donations $50 and over are read here. Their note is published. For those who come in below $50, they'll remain anonymous, and we thank you very much. This week's donors, we have $50 from Jazzweb Pty Ltd. And his note says, this donation is on behalf of Innate Life Chiropractic at innatelifechiropractic.com.au, a Jazzweb built WordPress website for a chiropractor in Lake Makati, Australia. So it's kind of a cool thing here. And thank you very much, Jez. We really appreciate your support of the show. And
we really appreciate, I mean, we do. Oh, absolutely. He's come through for us time and time again. If we had a title of executive producer in terms of what he's done for us and helped enable the show like few others have in terms of stepping up, he is the man. So we totally appreciate his support. We are at record downloads. So it's time that if you're a new listener to the show, that you understand what value for value means. It means, as John said, if we provide value to you, we'd love for you to provide some value back to us, whether that's a donation through our Patreon account, whether that is a direct donation to the show. We've got a lot of ways that you can help contribute. We do appreciate everyone's support. And that's basically it.
Yeah, and for those of you that are in the small subscriptions, we greatly appreciate your support for the show, too. And all the money currently coming in for the show goes to pay for things such as bandwidth, time to do the show, transcriptions, because we do have transcriptions done of the show, all the little incidentals that actually do cost money. And so we greatly appreciate those of you that are supporting us.
Thank you very much. We do appreciate it.
Okay, and the final plugins we've got here today. The last one I've got for you today is called World Clock Dropdown with Short Codes. I've been on the hunt lately for a world clock, and I still haven't found a very good one. This one here is slightly better than most so far. I'm in need of a specific style one, so I'm still hunting. At any rate, what this one does for you is it's a very simple plug-in for finding your local time in a particular time zone. You can enter several of the short codes in there to have different models from it. I noticed from my tests that once it sets a time, even when you come back to the page, the cookie helps keep that time, so it only resets the page when the cookies go away. It defaults to Greenwich Mean Time, so you'd have to change the time zone on it. All in all, not a bad little plug-in for setting time zones or determining time zones, but no good for what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something that allows people to set up a meeting time and pick time zones from multiple areas and then compare them. So it's kind of a little more complex. This one here is a little limited. Could be a use. Some of the improvements in it would be the multiple instances and comparing the time zones, what I'm looking for. But all in all, not too bad of a plug-in. Check it out, World Clock Dropdown with Short Codes, and I give it a 3 dragon rating.
Nice. Very nice. All right, I've got one more plugin that is WooCommerce related, and this has to do with your customers' accounts in WooCommerce, which is a very big deal because it's, you know, the security of your site is as only as good as the weakest password of the weakest user, right? Or any one of your users, especially if they can do things to the site or post things to the site. It really creates kind of a really, you know, a drag experience for the rest of your users. So this allows you to set the minimum password strength to very weak, weak, medium, or strong. You've all seen that when you've created a password within WordPress itself. So it enacts this for your users. So you can enable that only a strong password is allowed on my e-commerce site, or only a medium password so you don't get too stringent. It does do a lot of different settings. If you put the setting of very weak, it actually disables the strength meter altogether. That means, hey, it's wide open, do what you will. Create 1234 as your password, whatever you want to do. So if you want to just open the door wide and just monitor the strength of passwords, that's also available as well. So it is called Minimum Password Strength for WooCommerce, and I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
That's a nice plugin. That'll be nice and handy. Now, one thing to keep in mind, though, is there have been numerous flaws in the past that have been exploited. Even though a user has no power on a website, cross-scripting has allowed additional powers to be allocated. Yeah. So this is another reason to enforce strong passwords to help ensure that only the users get in there that are supposed to be in there. So something to keep in mind.
Yeah, and that's very important if you do things like reorders with credit cards that may be already on file somewhere or in the system or with your merchant. If they have that kind of power, that's a chargeback waiting to happen, and that affects your pocket, that affects your future credit as a merchant.
Absolutely.
And, you know, whether you're even allowed to do business. So the more stopgap measures that you have, the better.
Absolutely. Well, that closes us out. In this episode here, I covered up WP Compress, which I gave a 5-2, London Theater Direct, which I gave a 4-2, and then World Clock Dropdown with Short Codes, which I gave a 3-2.
I talked about Post Likerator, which gets a 3 out of 5. WooCommerce Simple Order Direct Notification, that's the thing that gives you a text message every time you get an order. It's a 4 out of 5. And we just talked about Minimum Password Strength for WooCommerce, which gets a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. And the usual reminders and stuff for the end of the show. Be sure to check out the YouTube screencast that goes up later and watch the additional parts that I'll be putting in for the show. And note to developers out there, if you'd like to support the show, maybe you could offer up a premium license that we can give away, create a plugin contest. We'll promote your plugin, etc. Create the contest, and all you got to do is provide us with the license for it. You know, and the contests we've run in the past have been very successful, so check it out. Also, check out our training videos that we have up online, and more training videos are on the way. They actually take a lot more time to plan and prepare than I had thought initially. I anticipated doing one a week, and only to find out that they take more time than I had anticipated.
Yeah, a lot more.
So, and because I like to do very thorough ones, and the training videos I get up there end up getting thousands of visits. And in fact, a couple of my training videos have been adopted by the plugin developers as the video to go to for showcasing their how to use their plugin.
I love it when we do that.
That's one of my thrills when I see that. And I'm wondering, why am I getting so many visits when I follow all the links? I'm like, oh, they've embedded my video in there,
right,
in their instructions. Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. And also, if you're looking for WordPress news, other information, don't forget to go check out WP Plugins A to Z and subscribe to our newsletter and get all the information on a weekly basis. And also, there will be an additional segment after the closeout of the show here showcasing why we do value for value and where our inspiration came, and showing you how even I give back that value to the podcast that I listen to a lot. So I'll make sure that segment is included after the show today. So make sure you stick around after all the closing stuff. And that's it. We got anything else?
No, that's good for me. Thanks, everybody.
And thank you for those who stopped into the show. I saw there was three or four people that popped in there. So thank you very much. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Thursday newsletter for more useful information directly to your email inbox. wppluginsa-z.com is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and choose one of the weekly donation levels or make one that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing to the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube. Check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe to us on YouTube. Or follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z. John can be reached through his website, www.johnoverall.com, or send him an email, john@wppro.ca. Marcus can also be reached through his website at marcuscouch.com or Twitter at marcuscouch. Thanks for watching and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
Okay, this is the after show segment here, and I've got a couple of things I'm going to be doing for you here today. First off, we're going to showcase from the No Agenda show what we mean by value for value and where we get our inspiration for the value for value show. Now, the No Agenda show can be found at noagendashow.com for those of you listening to this segment, because this will be in the regular podcast itself. And also, after I'm finished with this segment here, I will do the showcase that goes up into the Google Stream area that showcases my impression of Marcus's plugin. So first off here, we've got the No Agenda show, which is a value for value podcast, and they do media deconstruction. It's a very excellent show. You might want to check it out yourself. But one of the things they do is they hit a segment where they showcase their donors the same way we do on the WP Plugin show. And this show here, they are currently in their 10th anniversary of their show, and they had an amazing show of donors that they showcased. So I'm going to take a few of them, and I'm going to highlight the component of where my donation was on this particular show. So stay tuned for that. I will get it all dialed in. Okay, we're going to play the opening for the No Agenda show here.
And we don't run this off a Podbean.
Adam Curry, John C. Dvorak.
And Sunday, October 22nd, 2017, this is your award-winning Gitmo Nation Media Assassination episode 975.
This is No Agenda.
future. Live in downtown Austin, Tejas, capital of the Drone Star State, in the Cludio in the morning, everybody. I'm Adam Curry.
And from Northern California, where I believe today is night day, I'm John C. Dvorak.
It's Crackpot and Buzzkill in the
morning. There we go. There's the opening for their show. And what I'll do is I'll jump down to the beginning segment of their donor segment. And then I will jump down to the segment where my donation is showcased in the show. Coming up in a second.
Thank you for your courage to say in the morning to you, John C. As he stands for College Connoisseur Dvorak.
In the morning to you, Mr. Adam Curry. Also in the morning to all ships at sea, boots on the ground, feet in the air, subs in the water, all the dames and knights out there.
And in the morning to the chat room, noagendastream.com. Always good to see you guys there, all jacked up and ready to go. And hold on a second. What's going on here? I wanted to go to... today is the second of our third installment of our special 10 anniversary promotion. Our twofer.
The second of our three installments, yes.
Yes, it's our twofer.
Yeah, twofer. You get to double up on your credits.
And I got a lot of questions. I'm sure you did as well. Both the possessors of dollarettes in Scandinavia, as well as...
But it has to be kind of laid out for us because we have 94 people to mention.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, all right. Hey, not complete.
So we're going to have a long session. So we're going to put this in kind of part of the show.
We're going long.
So Benjamin gave 1,000, but he actually gave 1,300 in Canadian.
Okay, so that's the intro to their donation segment. And as you can see, they had a lot of donors for this. It was their 10th anniversary show, and lots of people donating, and they were giving out a double donor credit. And you would have to go to the show, listen to the show for a little while to understand the donation credit system that they've got. We have been trying and toying with ideas for something for the WP plugin show, but we don't have anything as of yet, but we're working towards that goal eventually. So at any rate, now I'm going to skip down because I'm way down the list because, I donated, but I didn't donate as much as all the people in front of me. As you heard, that first donor, $1,000 donation. And it continues down the list until it gets down to where mine is. But we all donate what we can afford to support our favorite content. So we'll take you right to that right now.
John Overall, 2222. Thanks for your value for value model. Giving back to the doubling in donations. A donation of 222 is 444. With doubling it is a number. That means you are on the path of awakening, which, of course, is that of the No Agenda Show. Because it does awake people once and it wakes you. You cannot go back to sleep once it awakes you. This donation and your donating double bonus pushes me over the top to become a knight of the realm for my No Agenda Nation. I would like to be dubbed Sir John Overall. Knight Runner.
Sorry about that.
Because I am often doing my running in the dark. In an effort to emulate the No Agenda Show, we are running our podcast, the WP Plugins A to Z. Now I know who to get a hold of.
Yeah.
A plug-in guy.
Yeah.
As a value for value show. By the way, that is an art, not a science, to do these plugins and know how they work.
Oh, yeah.
The little acknowledged secret is that it's hard to do a show that way, but more fulfilling. Please play the following jingles. In other words, he's using value for value for the plug-in show.
Yeah.
6969, amen, fist bump, Atlas Shrugged, podcasting karma for all podcasters out there. Go podcasting.
Okay.
69,
69,
dudes.
Amen. Fist bump.
By Ayn Rand.
You've got karma.
Okay, so that was the highlight of the segment of where I donated my donation to them. I gave them $222, and that's how much I like that show. I've supported them over the last couple of years with a significant amount of money, and they reward people by making them a knight. So at any rate, that's what we're trying to do here for this show, is to have a value for value model where you, our listeners, support us. And if we're giving you value, give us value back. Money is appreciative. There's many other ways you can help and support the show. You can go to wppluginsaz.com/donate to find out more ways you can support the show. And every little bit helps. No amount is insignificant. Even time, money, support, graphics. There's lots and lots we can do. We'd like to expand this show out dramatically. So that's all I've got for that. And now I'm going to take you into the after show segment where I do my impression of one of Marcus's plugins from this episode. So let's jump into that segment here. And that will only be for those that go into the stream on YouTube that is up later. So this ends the WP Plugin show, except for the additional segment. So go check out at YouTube. Thanks.